Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting second. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Johnny Cox. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bowling moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up towards short. Breidweiser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft fires to first and has McDougald trapped. There's the throw to Bowling, who tags McDougald for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron strikes out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, With the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Breidweiser is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin bunts towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Yankees. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0 for 1 in the game. Cux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 2 in the game. Berra hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Howard moves to third. Martin moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carey is walked intentionally. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0-for-2 in the game. Cux hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jim Breidweiser. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Buddy Hicks now playing shortstop. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McDougald hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mantle hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-3 in the game. Berra hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Coleman now playing second base. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Billy Heft. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Small pinch runs for Harvey Keene. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Small moves to second. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a line drive towards first. Scourin catches it and steps on first to double up Bowling. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Small scores. It's 4-1, Yankees. Whitey Ford now pitching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Grimek now pitching. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scourin strikes out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn pinch runs for Elston Howard. Jerry Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carey hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Seaburn trying to get to home. Kaline throws the ball into House, who tags Seaburn, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Coleman moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Seaburn now playing left field. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. 2 outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.